I want to just come back and I want to ask you, what was your highest number? Which one was the thing that was it like overworking? Was it distraction? Which one was it for you? And I might just get one or two of you to unmute and just share what it was and what your number was and just let us know.
It was distraction. It was an eight.
And what specifically causes you to experience distraction? Could you name one thing that distracts you quite often?
Well, I wrote my needy neighbors and friends, but it's also just sort of clutter in my living space.
Okay.
Papers and notes and too many. Maybe that would be overwhelm.
Yeah, well, some of them will cross over to both things, right? That's very good self-awareness. And having a clean space can really help you think. That's something I've struggled with. I have a clean space in my home, but to do with paper, it's like crazy, man. It's like I've killed about 7 billion trees. Sorry, God. But yeah, that's really great self-awareness. So you're aware of what the things. Okay, does anyone have something else that they was their highest? And let me just coach you around that real quick. Yeah, Rand Miller.
Yes, mine was overwhelm and I scored it as an eight.
And what specifically causes you to feel overwhelmed?
Too many courses, too many action steps to take. As a result of that, it's like, okay, the priority is this, and then it shifts to this, and it's like, okay, I know what to focus on, but at the back of my mind is all those other things that are still not happening.
Yeah, that's very common. And the learning piece, it's like how much learning should you do in one day versus how much action taking. So that's a really good way to chunk it down, is make your learning time be like maximum whatever you can take, whether it's an hour or an hour and a half. And maybe you go, I'm going to work on, especially if you're on training programs, right? So you work back from your goal, you go, what is my main goal? If my main goal is to attract leads, if my main goal is sales, if my main goal is personal mindset, calm and wellness, whatever your main goal is this week or over the next month, you could say, well, this is the content that I need to digest this week that relates to that goal. If it's sales, maybe you're watching a sales call, a sales session, and then you're going, I'm going to apply one thing from what I've learned. And it might be that you watch one piece of content and then you spend the whole month applying what you learned from that one piece of content. Rushing through it, your brain won't remember it. You won't take action on it. Everyone's got different learning styles, but I've learned this. Like when we talk about something we're going to be doing more on called the duplication method. And the duplication method is about, if you're going to do something like I would say speed watch content, and I digest a lot of learning, obviously. And if I speed watch something and write notes, and then I go and speed watch something else and write notes, and then I go back, I've actually forgotten what I've digested. I might have picked one or two things, but have I applied them? Everything is permissible, but not everything is profitable. That feeling of overwhelm sometimes comes from trying to race too fast. Is there anyone here who tries to get there so fast? And this speed, we talked about the Issachar timing of God and getting into a rhythm with God. So I want to just give you confidence that you can, and underlying that is often fear of not making money, especially if you're in business. So I want to just impart right now into you and encourage you that it's okay to slow down. In fact, his ways are not our ways. I had to even sort of like lay down and repent of trying to take on too much because the underlying thing driver was fear of not having enough. And when you get in that mode, your brain won't even function well anyway, and you're not tapping into your higher state, you're in survival state. So it's actually counterproductive. I feel like this is a really important one, especially while you're doing this program where there's a lot of content to digest, a lot of things, a lot of skill building. I want to encourage you that you just need to focus on the skill or the impartation or the healing that you need right now. And I want to give you permission to go, well, one part of my week might be about a skill that I'm going to implement, but the other part might be just receiving and listening to some activations or some healing or some prayer that's going to help my brain rewire. And you need both. You don't need one or the other. Some people like just want all the feel good, but they're not prepared to do the work to learn the skill and build the skill set. And building skill sets gives you confidence to then not procrastinate. So thank you for sharing that. That was a good one. Right. We'll take one or two more if we've got anyone that's got a different issue or trigger or core trigger. If anyone else want to share? Okay, Natalie, hit us with it.
Yeah, it was overwork and overwhelm. Those both were eights for me.
Okay.
I was just going to say, I have always been taught, and my conditioning is, if you want more, you got to work harder. You got to take on more. You got to do more. And I tend to take on more than any one reasonable person should.
And how's that working for you, in the words of Dr. Paul? Okay.
No.
They go hand in hand, that overwork and the overwhelm. They do.
Honestly, Louise, I think it's part of what has made me so successful in everything that I've done, right? It was a rewarded behavior for so long, but there still comes a cap and a limit to the human capacity of one person. And that's kind of where I'm at. I've grown so far, and now it's like.
Yeah. Well, then you start to implode.
You do. And I do. Yes.
This is something that happens as you're growing a business too, because you go through different stages, then you've got different things to handle. And this is why we did the flow model, what's going to work for you. Not everyone is suited to growing a big team, because you've got a whole nother skill set of building a team and growing a team. Some people are happy to work on their own, coach clients, and happy days for the rest of their life. And it's okay to do that. Not everyone's business model is going to work for you. And that is also a bit of a trait of a high performer, because you do achieve goals, right? But again, like when we talk about that narrow focus, that golden river, that channel, it's like the one thing. We've spoken about this, about brand. It's the one thing. And it's not what wisdom to spread yourself. It's like the farmer watering, going and starting another field over here and another field over here and trying to water all these fields. And a lot of it is just that creative brain, but also it can be those internal drivers of panicking that there's not going to be enough. So when you are in that state of overworking, what's the underlying feeling for you specifically? If you could name the feeling, what's the feeling?
It's anxiety.
That's great self-awareness. Thank you for being so vulnerable. And is it anxiety about what specifically?
Letting the balls drop, like that I'm not going to get everything done.
Everything
and,
comes
and the whole thing comes crashing down. Yeah.
And so what would happen specifically if everything came crashing down?
Well, the business would implode, the family would implode, like, you know, it's that downward hill spiral until like you end up dying alone in a ditch.
Not that, like,
I know that's extreme, but you know,
catastrophizing or anything. But that's great, because then you can go, all right, let's just catch this little fox, and I'm going to hone in on this one, because this one's a big one that a lot of people experience. I've experienced this. Right? You know how the thoughts beget the thoughts. So then you're building that muscle. Oh, but then this is going to happen. And sometimes we don't even articulate the family will implode and I'm going to die in a ditch. It's going on in our subconscious minds. But until we articulate it, then we go, really? Like, really? Is that really going to happen? Are you ever going to let that happen? Is God ever going to let that happen? Yes or no? It's good to articulate it, because then we start to realize the lies that we're believing. I talked about beliefs, right? And what would be a skill or an attribute that you know that you have, a strength, so maybe a skill, and then an attribute, like a character trait that you know that you would have that would stop that from ever happening, apart from overworking.
That's a great question, because I can go down the whole rabbit hole of, okay, well, I'll just go find a job and work a job. It all comes back to working.
So apart from working, what's an attribute? When I say an attribute, I'm thinking about something like, are you an intentional person? Do you hear from God? Do you have wisdom? Are you someone who trusts? Do you have the capacity to be creative? Things like that. Pick something that comes to mind that is an attribute that you would be able to apply to completely pivot from that pain that you described to a completely different place. Imagine if you were using an attribute and you transported yourself into a new place around money or around business, so you could contract rather than implode. What would be one or two words that would be an attribute that you could apply that you know that you have used in the past?
Faith would be one.
Faith, awesome.
Mm-hmm. Would patience maybe be another?
Yeah, absolutely. Patience is a big one. Patience is a virtue. Possess it if you can. I won't say seldom in a woman, but never in a man. My husband's far more patient than I am. Impatience has actually been something, like real talk, that have been, I have struggled with massively of all those things. And the impatience has caused me to make really unwise decisions in the past, especially trying to create my way out of something and then doing too many things at once and overworking and all the things. And when you're experienced faith, what behavior do you do? And I'm coaching you for everybody's benefit here, because you're all going to be thinking about your own triggers. As I ask these questions, think about yourself. What would your answers be if I was saying to you what attributes would stop you from being frustrated or overwhelmed or distracted? Pick your thing.
For me, it looks like worship is one. I'm inclined to say prayer, but I actually, that's not my go-to. I tend to go more to looking for a scripture that supports where I'm at or speaks to me in the moment and just like digging into that.
And when you're in that place of faith and patience, how do you behave specifically? What's different about the way that you work?
It's a little bit lighter. I would say I'm still faithful to the things that need to be done for the business, and yet I don't have the pressure around it all needs to be done now.
Good. You don't have the pressure of what all needs to be done now, and you're faithful to the things that need to be done. And what would it take for it to be a lot lighter while you're working rather than a little bit lighter? What specifically would have to be different? What would you need to say to yourself, feel, or experience in order for it to feel a lot lighter?
A lot lighter. Help is on the way.
There you go. Help is on the way. I saw a helicopter fly over, kept flying around when I was out at the beach the other day, nonstop. And I remember somebody giving me a word about a helicopter coming to drop supplies. And I've never forgotten it. Every time I see a helicopter, and she gave me the word and I was sitting here and the helicopter came over while she gave me the word.
The other thing that comes to mind is, and I can't say that it makes it feel lighter. However, it just changes the mindset, and that is like, this is the training ground for the next season.
Help is on the way. This is the training ground for the next season. Let's pick one more thing, because these are going to reinforce that feeling of calm and peace.
How about the joy of the Lord is my strength?
Awesome. And it is. Okay.
Yep.
Great. Anchor that all with one word or two words. What's one word or two words that would describe the combination of those thoughts and words for you?
Belief.
Belief. Mm-hmm. Put your hand somewhere on your body that describes, feels belief. And just anchor that, sit with that for a minute. Notice how your body feels. Because your body will come into alignment with what you guys are doing. Your body will come and respond. It will respond. The rest of you, pick a word, because as I was coaching, you guys would have been thinking through your own things. I want you to think, what has to happen for you to feel less overwhelmed specifically? What has to happen for you to be less distracted specifically? What's a feeling? What's a belief? What can you say to yourself? Just going to give you a minute to journal. What could you say to yourself? What's an attribute that you know that you have that would help you to completely pivot from whether it's procrastination, self-sabotage, overworking, frustration, overwhelms, distraction, any of those things? What is an attribute that you know that you have? What is the belief that you know has helped you in the past that makes you feel calm? And what is something that you could say to yourself? Like, help is on the way, or whatever it is. So just listen for a minute. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Okay. I think that's one thing that you could spend more time on. Megan, did you want to share?
Yes, I would definitely say doing too many things at the same time, because I'm multifaceted. So having all the ideas that can come to overwhelm, because when you are emotionally tired, you can't get the work done. So it's almost like I remember you said you can't plan the ideas and execute at the same time. So I always basically revert back to that. I'm really not sure where that is coming from. If that is just how I'm wired, is it maybe learned behavior? But I always find myself going back to like where I literally have to calm my mind down and say, okay, what is the one thing that you need to focus on? So yeah. I think, is that just something that I need to train myself or train my brain to do? Because it's almost like it goes back to default, where I now have to renew my mind over and over again. It's like my brain tries to do the most easiest and convenient thing and not the hard things.
Yeah, could be a bit a combination of things. And when I do the whole brain profile, which, by the way, I'm going to be doing, putting that out there to do soon, where I actually profile individuals. Keep an eye out for that, because it's helpful. But what I'm guessing for you is you are in that high creative yellow zone and high red zone emotional. So when you're in that high creative yellow, you think of a lot of things at once simultaneously. Yes, you do need to train yourself to be focused on the one thing at the one time. And that is a habit changing skill set. It's what I'm teaching you in these sessions.
Yeah.
Just be patient with yourself in getting practice to be highly focused, because all the things that come into play, is which I'll share in a minute, is your calm triggers and how you use them each day. But being aware is really great. What would have to happen specifically for you to slow down and spend time planning versus executing? What attribute would you draw on in order that you've used before that would help you to be able to focus on the one thing and be patient enough to, before you go to the next thing, what attribute would you need to use?
I would say to believe and to trust in my abilities and myself. Yes, trust God, but just to believe that I can do it.
Believe that you can do it. Awesome. And so that's great. And so what would you say to yourself if you believed you could do it?
That I can break it down so that it gets done faster instead of going ahead of myself and thinking about 10 steps ahead instead of just thinking about just get step one done and then eventually make your way to step 10. Because especially in the prophetic, you way ahead and you see the vision. Yeah. And because that happens with me often, like I see a clear picture, but now it's about making your way back to step one and not missing the gaps.
Very good. That's exactly what you need to do. And that is also from a neuroscience perspective, the way to be more productive. The brain will respond to that really well. You've just got to retrain yourself to do that.